All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more of Lust Theory, so let's go and get finished with some more of the ending scenes. Elizabeth's ending. I know you guys wanted to see this. Find her in her room in the morning.
The door to Elizabeth's room creaks open, displaying her hangover figure.
Oh no, I better not do that. I won't be able to say nothing. Knowing the whole truth now, it's refreshing seeing them in their usual selves like this.
Cautiously tiptoeing over to her bedside counter, you place down something to help Elizabeth with her hangover and a note.
There, all set. Now I just gotta prepare everything before she wakes up. Don't worry. I'm gonna make this the best day you've ever had, Elizabeth.
Leaning over, you gently peck her forehead. The sensation of your lips making her smile in her sleep. Glancing at Elizabeth one last time, you quietly exit her room.
Okay, time to get things started.
Sometime later, smoothing the wrinkles out of your suit, you take a step back into the house.
Man.
Is that you?
Elizabeth peeks her head around the corner, all dressed up.
You're up.
Coming up to her, you see the note you left in her hands.
Did you read my note?
I'm glad you brought it up. Wish to tell me what it's about? Also, aren't you a bit overdressed for class?
Ignoring her remark, you smile knowingly.
What did the note say?
Opening the letter in front of you, she clears her throat before reading its content.
Dear, come meet me downstairs once you get dressed.
Sounds about right.
Well, here I am. With zero clue on what's going on. And now.
Now you follow me.
Holding your arm out for her, you take her by surprise.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
Looks like you got everything planned out.
You did give me enough time, seeing how you slept in.
Sorry. I think I had too much to drink last night.
Noticing the events of last night passing by her thoughts, you stop her before she starts overthinking.
That's okay. Happens to us all sometimes.
Looking down, she takes your reached out arm. Her cheeks slightly blush.
So, I can't ask where you're taking me?
You can. Doesn't mean I'll tell you.
You're so mysterious today.
Don't worry, you'll find everything out in due time.
Walking out the door, her eyes go wide once they set their sight on a car, parked in front.
I take it you like our ride?
What? We're driving in that?
Yeah, you don't like it?
No, I mean, yes, but where did you get?
Don't worry about it. It's a rental. Thanks, Carol, for helping me out again.
Still.
The only thing I want from you today is to have a good time.
But
please, let me take care of you today.
She takes a moment, processing your words. Walking over to the car, you catch her off guard as you open the car door for her.
After you.
Oh, thank you.
The corners of her eyes smile as her cheeks blush again. Closing the door gently, you head to the driver's seat.
Okay, you ready?
Ready for what?
The best day of your life.
Sure you're up for the challenge?
Wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Putting the car in gear, you drive off. Heading to your first destination.
So, what made you do all of this today?
Glancing at Elizabeth's figure, you quickly turn your eyes back to the road.
What do you mean?
The note, the car, the surprise. It isn't like you.
To mind comes the truth you learned recently, almost souring the mood.
Well?
Shaking the thoughts out of your head, you put on your best fake smile.
I realize we don't spend any time together these days. And it looked like you were under constant stress, so I felt like you deserved a day off.
Her eyes go wide at your explanation.
That's so nice.
Once the familiar building comes into sight, you slowly park the car.
We're here.
Huh?
Looking out the window, her confusion intensifies.
What are we doing here?
You'll see.
Getting out of the car, you slowly make your way to the passenger side. Cautiously opening the door for her.
Oh.
She blushes, surprised by your gentle behavior.
Thank you.
No problem. This way, madam.
Extending your arm towards the building, she follows your directions. Crossing the doorframe, the store shines with bright lights. Expensive dresses decorate the hangers.
This is...
Ghosting over her shock, you search the store for employees.
Excuse me?
Not long after, a female employee comes up to the dressing rooms. Her arms are covered in all the dresses you picked.
I was asked to bring these to you.
Yeah, huh?
Carol smiles at you, aware of all the questions running through your head.
You...
Before you can voice your confusion, Elizabeth's voice passes by your ears.
Is this really okay?
Shaking your head, you calm down as the employee seeks guidance.
Yeah, you can just leave it there, thank you.
After letting the expensive cloth rest next to the dressing room, she scurries away.
What are we gonna do with all those dresses?
We aren't gonna do anything. You would try them on and pick the one you like the most.
Still, are these prices? Oh my, I can't afford this.
Who said anything about you buying them?
Looking at you in shock, she doesn't try hiding her confusion.
You won't steal them, right? I don't support this behavior.
Please stop worrying. I really want you to enjoy yourself today. That means not worrying about these kinds of things.
But...
No buts. Now go in.
Handing her the first dress you managed to grab, you wait for her to take it.
No buts, lady.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hesitantly, she takes it off your hands. Finally heading into the dressing room.
Shout if you need help.
Okay.
She closes the door, leaving you standing outside. A few minutes pass and Elizabeth still isn't getting out.
Everything okay?
Yes, I just,
Slowly walking out the dressing room, her gaze doesn't leave the tiled floor.
Wow!
Taking a good look at her figure, you stay frozen in place.
Does it look bad?
Hearing those words escape her lips leaves you confused and even a little frustrated.
You gotta be kidding me.
So it does.
No, you look absolutely stunning.
Taken aback by your sudden exclamation, she can't hold back a smile.
I do.
Why don't you see for yourself?
Slowly lifting her head, Elizabeth's eyes go wide as she sees her reflection.
Is that... me?
Getting a good look at herself, she turns around, closely observing how the dress hugs her curves.
Do you like it? Is she... Why are you crying? Is it something I did? I'm so sorry.
No. It's not you. It's just...
What? Tell me.
I don't remember the last time I felt so pretty.
Sadness crosses your face as you only now realize how insecure she actually is.
The wine... Stepmother, listen to me. You are a beautiful woman, deserving of only the best. I'm so sorry for not telling you this every day you wake up.
Finally getting a smile out of her, you sigh in relief.
So, want to try out the others?
Sure.
Moving the door back in place, she hides in the comfort of the dressing room once again.
To think she doesn't find herself beautiful. Again, that's the wine. I should find the fucker who makes...
Only then do you notice the door not being closed all the way. Exposing Elizabeth's curvy body as she takes the first dress off.
This one is really pretty, though. I wonder how much... This much?
I completely understand why she's reacting like this. If Carol didn't have my back, I'd probably have to work day and night to be able to shop here.
You there?
Quickly backing away from the dressing room, you try not to get caught.
Did you win the lottery, honey? Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, I want to thank you for taking me here to try out all these beautiful dresses, but... I don't think it's okay for you to spend this much money on me.
I see she won't let this go. A little white lie won't hurt anyone, right? Well, that kind of puts me in a difficult situation.
Why is that?
I've already bought them all.
You what?
Realizing her luscious figure is on show for everyone passing by, she quickly hides herself behind the door.
Could you do such a thing without consulting with me first?
How many times will you force me to repeat myself? I told you. Don't worry about it and relax. Let yourself be taken care of for once.
Writing down, she looks down to her feet.
Hey.
Why?
Taken aback, you wait for her to continue.
Why are you doing all of this?
I already told you.
Still, why the dress? I'm afraid I won't get to wear it anywhere and it'll just collect dust.
As a matter of fact, it's the dress code for where we're going next.
Blushing at your words, a smile creeps up on her lips.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do. Also, I spent the whole day here with you repeating myself, but we have to get going or we'll be late. So why don't you put on that black dress you obviously like the most and we hit the road?
How did you know this one is...
Because that's the only one that can do justice to the beauty of the woman holding it.
Her cheeks glow red, her eyes going wide.
When did you become so good with your words?
I'll tell you all about it over dinner.
Dinner?
With you making this harder than it needs to be, I should have made reservations for breakfast instead.
Fine. I'll hurry up.
With Elizabeth hiding behind the door yet again, you sigh out relief and slowly make your way to the cash register.
You really didn't have to get me this necklace. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Are we there yet?
Didn't think of you as someone impatient.
It's not that. I mean, we've been driving for a while now.
You're going to the Cheesecake Factory or what?
It'll get dark soon, and... And the girls must be worried. I haven't told them where we're going or anything.
Chuckling, you rest your hand on her exposed thigh. This action having immediate effects on her.
I guess you'll make me repeat it through the entire day. Don't worry, Elizabeth. I have everything under control. Also, don't stress yourself over the girls. I'm sure they'll live.
Taking your hand back, you notice a familiar twinkle in Elizabeth's eyes, making it hard to breathe for a moment.
So, this thing you have planned...
Speaking of it, we're here.
Looking out the window, her cheeks glow from the building lights. Aghast, leaving her slowly forming smile.
What? Oh.
Come on. Whoops.
You hurry to the other side of the car, opening the passenger door.
Oh?
May I?
Smiling, she takes your hand. Her bangs trying to hide her red cheeks.
Shall we?
We shall.
Walking along the bricked path in hand, pride courses through your body as Elizabeth's hold tightens around your arm.
Your menu, sir.
Waiter Carol, thank you. Sir has a nice ring to it.
Could I interest you in some wine on the night?
Seeing Elizabeth's eyes glow at the word wine, you can't hold back a laugh.
I think the lady would like that very much. Lord, don't give her too much.
Elizabeth covers her face with the menu, wanting to hide the embarrassment.
Right away, sir.
As the waiter walks away, she's quick to attack you for your remark.
Did you have to say that? Now they'll think I'm an alcoholic.
You are, but let's not... Well, that'd be on to something there. I'm sorry. There's just something about you blushing that I can't get enough of. But you are an alcoholic, Elizabeth! You are! See? That right there. I love it.
Stop.
The air surrounding you turns light as you continue enjoying each other's company. Sometime later.
Was everything to your liking?
It was amazing.
What about you, sir?
Great. I agree with what the lady said.
Thank you. I'll be sure to pass it to the chef. Would you care for another bottle of wine, perhaps?
Noticing the now empty bottle sitting on the table, you nod.
Thank you.
Your attention goes back to Elizabeth, who's circling her finger on her glass, deep in thought.
Something on your mind?
It's just... You must have spent a fortune today. The car, the dress, this.
So, what if I did? Not that I did, though.
Why? Why today, of all days? Is it because you feel bad about what happened yesterday? Because... If that's the case, you shouldn't.
No. Not because of that.
Then why?
Thoughts of the reality you learned cross your head.
Because there's no tomorrow for us. So I wanted to give you the best today that you can have.
To tell Elizabeth the truth, you cover your emotions with a forced smile.
How did all those things make you feel? If that's the case, seems like my plan worked.
Still, you shouldn't have spent so much on me today. I should be the one taking care of you, not the God I'm excelling in that part after what I did last night. What I'm trying to say is, you shouldn't waste your precious time and money trying to make an old lady like me happy.
Well, you really don't see it, do you?
See what?
The beautiful woman sitting in front of me right now.
Elizabeth goes quiet, your words leaving her speechless.
Listen. There hasn't been a moment today where you didn't act like you've not been unworthy.
That's because...
No. My turn to talk.
She quiets down, looking at your joined hands.
I came to realize something. You're uncomfortable with being taken care of because you think you don't deserve to be loved. And I can't wrap my head around the reason why. You're caring. You're funny. Beautiful. So beautiful, stepmother. Inside and out. I know. I'm sad I wasn't there when the damage was done and when they made you believe otherwise. Still, I'll just say this. Thank you for making me feel loved. Just for today, will you allow me to love you back just as much?
Holding her hand tighter, you turn wide-eyed as a tear rolls down her cheek.
No, don't cry, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Does that mean?
I'd be honored to.
Suddenly, the waiter comes back with more wine, snapping you out of your little bubble.
Here we go.
She quickly dries off her tears, a smile replacing her features.
Let's make a toast.
With your glasses refilled, you raise them up.
To love.
Her lips curve up as she agrees with a nod.
To love.
As the liquid slides down your throat, you send her a smile. Elizabeth matching you with her own. After the dinner, the night air sneaks in through the car window as you drive home. A blissful expression decorating Elizabeth's face.
Hope you had fun today.
It was amazing.
Smiling proudly, you shift your attention back to the road. Only to notice a blinking red light on your dashboard.
Huh?
Before you can question it, the car shuts down making, you act fast and pull over.
What?
Safely halting at the side of the road, you ease her worries.
Looks like we're out of gas.
Oh.
Is it even possible to run out of fuel in a simulation? I guess Carol doesn't think of everything. Don't worry, I'm sure there's a gas station near here. Or there will be. I'll just call them and...
How about we walk?
Her question takes you by surprise.
You want to walk back?
I mean, why not? It doesn't seem like we're that far away from the house. Also, I could use a stroll. And the wine back there was so delicious, I couldn't get enough.
I can tell.
And I'm afraid it shows.
If that's what you want, okay.
Getting out the car, you let her take your hand. Letting the trail lead you home. Coming up to a random park, you slow down the pace.
That's so beautiful.
A breeze rushes past you, playing with Elizabeth's dress.
Oh, look at that. Are you cold?
No, not cold. But my feet do hurt a little. Maybe I should have worn something more comfortable.
There's a bench right there. Let's go rest a bit.
Guiding her over to the bench, she exhales as the pressure disappears.
Sorry for slowing us down.
How can I call myself a gentleman if I let the lady's feet bleed?
Not a lot of those around these days.
Gentlemen?
Sadly, yes. They're a dying breed.
Breed? Yeah.
But I'm not talking about romance book courtesy. Do you want to know when was the last time I was taken for dinner?
When?
College. He was trying so hard to impress me, but I was too young to know a good thing, even if it hit me in the face.
Baffled by her words, you stay frozen in place.
Wait, what about...
Knowing who you're referring to, she smiles beyond the sorrow.
Not once.
Sadness crosses her features as she looks toward the fountain.
I miss being young.
Don't we all?
Back then, I thought everything was possible. Never looking back, always searching for the next best thing. Jumping into a new day with lungs full of laughter.
The air around you turns heavy as you wait for Elizabeth to continue.
Nowadays, I don't even feel like myself. And I miss being me.
Finally, taking your eyes off her, you follow Elizabeth's gaze, watching the fountain lifting water up in the air.
Saddest part is, this is it. Can't tell her that there's still time to turn her life around, to be herself. I'm actually mad at myself. It took me so much time to realize she's hurting. That she's lonely. Well, I knew that. Why does it have to be today? If I had more time, I'd spend it making her happy. Loved. And young.
You're being awfully quiet. Hope I didn't ruin them.
Suddenly, an idea comes to mind, a smile following along.
Follow me?
Grabbing her hand, you pull her toward the fountain.
What do you do?
Kicking your shoes off, you jump into the water, taking her by complete surprise.
Huh? Are you crazy?
I know you used to jump to the new day with lungs full of laughter, but how about jumping into a pool of cold water?
You'll get a cold.
It'll pass, don't worry.
It's not allowed.
And who'll stop us?
What if someone comes?
Well, think about that when it happens.
I'll ruin my shoes.
Easily replaced.
Finally quieting down, you can see her reluctance slowly wavering.
Come on, stepmother.
As she looks up, playfulness glimmers in her eyes.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
A smile spread across her lips as she takes a step into the fountain.
Oh, God.
Laughter fills the air. Playful energy slowly surrounds you.
Oh, people will think I'm mad.
You're about to be.
Taking her by surprise, you splash her, getting a gasp
in
return.
That's funny.
Playing dumb, you try to hide the smirk at the corner of your lips.
The fountain must be broken or something.
Suddenly, a mischievous smile decorates her lips as well.
Is that so?
Catching you off guard, she returns the favor. Giggling at your shocked expression.
Oh, it's on!
Shouting in glee, she runs around the fountain as you try drenching her in cold water.
Yep.
No, don't!
Out of nowhere, you lose your balance on the slippery floor.
Are you?
Once her eyes fall on your drenched self, she bursts out laughing.
Oh my god!
Seeing her laughing so carefree, you chuckle along.
Well, at least she's happy.
After the laughter calms down, she extends her hand, wanting to help you up.
How did you even...
Gotcha!
Her smile disappears as you pull her down. The sound of water splashing echoes the park.
Cold, isn't it?
Soaked from head to toe, you lock gazes in silence. Only for your laughter to mix together a moment after.
This is crazy. We're crazy.
What's wrong with a bit of crazy?
A sudden flash of light breaks your private bubble, alarming you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh no!
Thinking fast, you grab Elizabeth's hand, pulling her out the water.
Follow me!
Running through the streets of the town barefoot, water drips down your bodies, leaving a trail of droplets as breathless laughter leaves your lips.
Woo! Aha!
Stumbling into the house, you giggle like a couple of troublemakers.
I can't believe I just did that!
You don't want to wake up the others.
Nodding, she quiets down as you slowly make your way up the stairs. Coming up to her room, the silent laughter quiets down. One last breathless chuckle leaving her lips.
Here we are.
Glancing at your suit, she notices a smudge.
Oh, you got something on you. Right there.
Oh, must have got it during dinner.
I can clean it for you and...
No need.
Silence takes over for a moment before she speaks again.
So, do you want to...
Stopping her mid-sentence, you press your lips against her forehead.
What?
Good night. I want her to finish her day with only happiness. Don't want her wrecking her head over our relationship. Wrecking her head over it. Today was about her, and I want it to stay like that.
Realizing the meaning behind your kiss, she smiles. Understanding, with a bit of disappointment clear on her face.
Good night. And thank you.
For what?
For letting me be me again.
Seizing the moment, she softly pecks your cheek, stunning you in place.
Sweet dreams.
You watch as Elizabeth goes into the comfort of her room, leaving you alone in the hall.
Let's go to bed.
Walking back to your bedroom, the events of today pass by your mind. The thought of allowing Elizabeth to feel love for one last time makes a sad smile cross your lips.
Okay, that's Elizabeth. All right. We might have enough time for one more Zoe story. Then, of course, we get to Ellie, Nicole, Sophie, and Amy. We'll see. Find her in the college hall in the morning. Well, it's morning, so I'll go into the town map. God, I hate running. Still, I had to make sure I catch Zoe before Megan comes. Now I just gotta get her to ditch class with me.
Walking up to her, you snicker as she doesn't notice your presence.
Boo!
Zoe's hand covers her raging heart, her eyes wide from shock.
Hey!
Smacking you in a joking manner, she gets a laugh out of you.
It was!
Zoe crosses her arms, shooting a death glare your way.
Ah, don't be mad. Didn't think you'd get scared.
What was the purpose then?
Okay, didn't think you'd get that scared.
You laugh as she smacks you again, the air around you turning light.
Dumbass. By the way, why are you here so early? Where's Megan?
Scratching the back of your neck, you try coming up with an excuse as Zoe continues looking around the hall.
Well, I kind of left without her.
Huh? Why? Did you guys fight?
No, nothing like that.
As
just
you're about
wanted
to let her in on your plan, a familiar voice echoes the hall.
Hey, you! Hey, Zoe!
Megan comes running towards your spot, hiding the annoyance behind her smile.
Aw, you could have waited for me, you know.
Oh, I got up too early and got too bored at home.
Whatever. What were you guys talking about?
Was just about to tell me.
Now we should go to class, yeah.
Shocked expressions cross their faces at your sudden exclamation.
Did I hear that right?
He wants us to go to class before it starts?
I said what I said!
Heading inside, you can hear their laughter following behind you.
Well, that didn't work as I wanted it to. Guess I'll try catching her alone after
during
class.
During the entire lecture, you try coming up with a plan on getting Zoe alone. Deep in thought, you barely notice the class coming to an end.
Hey, Zoe.
Stopping at the sound of her name, Zoe looks at you, curiosity in her eyes.
Yeah?
You guys coming?
Peeking from the doorframe, Megan eyes you suspiciously.
Just a second. He was about to...
Ignoring Zoe's confused stare, you keep your head down.
Okay.
Come on, you're so slow!
Walking out of the building together, the girls laugh, talking about tonight's party. Unaware of you coming up with a master plan.
There's still time. I mean, they still need to get ready. For the party.
Drunk people crash into each other, their falls muffled by the blaring music.
Drink, drink, drink!
Megan comes, bringing cups full of beer.
Can't believe I didn't get a moment alone with Zoe.
What's this?
Beer? Why?
Doesn't smell like beer.
Well, I might have added something extra.
Oh, Lord.
Can you guess what?
Zoe sniffs the beverage one more time.
Tequila, right?
No clue.
Hmm? Huh? What? Sorry. What were you saying?
The drink?
Oh.
Oblivious to the situation, you take a big gulp of your drink. Surprise taking over the girls' faces.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. Cheers.
Dinking your cups, you let the bitter liquid glide down your throats.
Yeah. Refreshing, right?
Yes.
Oh, stop being so sensitive.
Is it just me or does this beer taste weird?
Glancing at each other, girls erupt in a bunch of giggles.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom real quick. You guys stay here.
Okay.
Leaving you and Zoe by yourselves, Megan disappears upstairs.
You okay? You seem kind of out of it.
I'm fine.
You don't sound fine.
I've been trying to get you alone the whole day.
Taken aback by your directness, your eyes go wide.
What? Me?
No going back now. Yeah.
Why?
Just wanted to spend time with you.
Hearing
without
it,
Megan.
Zoe goes silent, taking in your words.
Although it's too late now. The day's about to end. And we're here, so...
I'm back!
Stopping yourself, you force a smile as Megan comes into view.
What did I miss?
Oh, nothing.
Suddenly,
we were just...
Zoe drops her drink, taking you and Megan by surprise.
Zoe? Are you crazy?
I don't feel so good.
Worry replaces Megan's anger as she speaks softly.
What's wrong? Could it be the extra vodka I added?
Zoe, you okay? Oh, there's vodka. She was fine a second ago.
I don't know. I feel dizzy. I think I should go home.
But the party!
Seriously? That's what she's worried about?
Feels like I'm gonna puke.
Catching her by the waist, you push Zoe's weight into your embrace, holding her up.
Let's go. I'm taking you home.
Noticing Megan's torn between doing the right thing and staying, you smile, trying to ease her worries.
Megan, it's okay. I'll make sure she's alright.
No, I shouldn't leave her alone.
Searching the room, you smile as your eyes fall on familiar blonde hair.
Amy!
Amy jumps at the sound of her name, quickly coming over.
You cold?
Zoe's not feeling well, so I'm taking her home. Can you keep Megan company?
Yeah, sure. Is she gonna be okay?
I'll make sure she is.
Leaving Megan in good company, you and Zoe take your leave. Walking out on Amy's porch, you flinch as you hear Zoe groan out.
It's okay, Zoe. I'll get you home soon. You just need to find a cab or something.
You stop mid-thought as a giggle passes by your ears.
Huh?
Zoe's body trembles as she tries holding in her laughter.
Zoe?
No longer able to control herself, she burst out.
Ha ha ha. I'm sorry, but... you sounded so scared.
Taking it in, sudden realization hits.
You were faking it?
Finally, Sherlock.
Yep.
Wait, why?
Well, you said you wanted to get me alone, so... here I am. And? What do you want to do?
Let's start by getting out of here before Megan sees you're fine.
Smart.
Walking down the road, you finally relax as you get further away from Amy's house.
Zoe really surprised me. I didn't know she had it in herself, but... at least I finally unglued her from Megan's hip.
So, you gonna tell me what you're doing? Or are we just gonna keep walking into the night?
Well, I had several options ready. Picnic at a park... movies... although it's too late for that now. Record store? Wait, no, that's Megan. Anyway, wasn't sure what Zoe would like
the
most, so
a thought comes to mind.
What would you like to do?
Whatever you want.
I asked what you want, Zoe.
I'm fine with whatever you choose.
insulting, you give her a serious look.
Zoe!
What's wrong?
What do you like?
Depends on what you mean.
Like, what makes you happy? Your hobbies, interests,
what's
stuff
with
like
all the
that?
Questions?
Feels like I've known you forever, but I still don't know you at all, really. Just occurred to me that we always did whatever Megan wanted to do. We watched the movies she likes, we went to the restaurants that she found, and you always followed her lead.
You're saying I let myself be pushed around?
Pretty much. No, I just...
I follow after her like a lost puppy?
Noticing the anger starting to burn in her eyes, you try calming the situation.
It's not what I meant, Zoe. I want to make you happy, but I feel like I let you down.
Embarrassment sets in, causing you to lower your head.
Come on.
Huh?
Although you seek more information, she stays quiet.
Let's go.
Puzzled, you start walking, still curious about your destination.
Where is she taking me?
The neon sign on the building flickers repeatedly, making Zoe's eyes sparkle in glee.
The arcade? I never knew we even had a place like this in town.
Yep.
She smiles at your bewilderment, the need to tease increasing.
Why so quiet?
Huh? No, it's just that I didn't picture you as someone...
Before you can even finish your sentence, she already has one foot through the door.
Just come on.
She disappears behind the sliding doors, leaving you gapping like a fish out of water.
What's happening here?
Following her inside, you come to a halt as you see her laughing with a familiar figure.
Carol?
Curiously observing them, you come closer.
So, this is him?
Yep.
Hello?
Zoe turns back to the vendor, putting on her best puppy dog eyes.
Please! We won't stay long, I promise.
How can I say no to my favorite regular?
Smiling widely, Zoe happily bounces deeper inside, leaving you alone.
Have fun.
The vendor smiles at you before going to the back.
Come on!
She runs over to the pinball machine, smiling in excitement.
I dare you to beat my high score.
In an instant, her attention shifts to another attraction.
And there. And that one?
Lord,
you
that's
watch
bubble
her
bobble.
As she runs across the arcade, her happiness quickly rubbing
right,
off on you.
You just wanted to shred my pride?
Maybe.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Chuckling, you make your way towards her as she gets the air hockey machine ready. After a little while...
How are you so good at this?
You're not asking the real questions.
The ball flies from her hands, heading straight for the hole.
You should ask yourself,
how am I
so
bad at
this?
Yep. Oh, you're gonna get it now.
Shooting your shot, it bounces off the rim, frustrating you beyond levels.
See? It's not that I'm good, it's that you're just bad.
Yet another throw of hers goes through the net, her score rising.
Oh yeah, watch this.
As the seconds decline, you take a deep breath, shooting your final shot. The ball bounces against the edge, going still on the rim, teasing you.
Come on, come on, come on.
However, luck is not on your side today, resulting in another failure.
What?
Oh, God.
Barely controlling yourself from throwing a tantrum, you look over to a very amused Zoe.
Oh, look at me, I'm Zoe, and I'm such a badass.
Huh? Never pegged you to be a sore loser.
I'm not.
Obviously.
Hey, wanna try something else?
We've already tried every machine in here, Zoe. Do you live here? I mean, when did you manage to get this good at all of them?
Practice.
Taking a moment, you let the frustration leave your body.
Is there anything you can't do?
Thinking it through, she speaks once again.
Well, there is the claw machine, but that's just because it's broken. No matter how many times you try catching something, it just lets go in the last second. When I asked the vendor, she said she'll get it repaired. Although, it's already been quite some time. Honestly, I don't think she'll ever get it fixed. I mean, she makes nice money on it and doesn't have to refill it.
Seeing the opportunity to show off your skills and redeem your pride, you nod.
Where's that claw machine?
Catching a glance of machine in question, you stride over.
Oh, here we go.
I told you, it's broken.
I do not like claw machines.
Her suspiciously,
I'm just not good at them. Are you saying that I'm gonna suck at that too?
Although she stays quiet, the discreet smile on her lips doesn't go unnoticed.
I didn't see anything.
Say anything.
Ending up provoked once again, you grunt in frustration.
I'll show you.
Getting quarters out of your pocket. You bring it up to your lips, whispering so Zoe doesn't hear.
Carol, do your thing, please.
I still can't believe you actually pulled it off. I've been trying for months. Months.
Guess you just don't have the touch.
The touch?
The touch! Yes, the magic touch. Don't make me do the
Giggling
Transformers song.
Giggling at your poor display of jazz hands, she sighs in content.
You're so weird.
Me? You whipped out a whole different personality tonight, and I'm the weird one? No, really. Why didn't you show this side of yourself earlier?
I don't know.
I mean, always though you were more like...
Sheep?
Thought you were more like a sheep?
Halting, you notice her hiding behind the teddy bear.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean what I said back then.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. There's so much more to you, and I feel that I haven't noticed it before.
Well, how could you?
Huh?
Megan.
At the sound of Megan's name, your ears perk.
She has a strong personality.
That is true. You could say that again.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mean it in a bad way. She's like the sun.
Yeah.
Always shining bright, no matter where she goes. Kinda hard to be seen next to such a person, you know?
Grabbing her wrist, you stop her in place.
Really? It's fine.
You're right. Someone like Megan, they lighten people's lives.
Exactly. So what's with...
And you're like the moon, Zoe.
The moon?
Yeah. You brighten the most darkest of hours.
Damn.
Well, wow. Where did that come from? Even the narrator has
Mistaking
to say something.
Mistaking Zoe's silence for something else. You immediately start apologizing.
Zoe,
shocked by the sudden soft touch of her lips, you freeze in place.
Wait, this isn't what
Politely
I wanted to do.
Pushing her off, you open your mouth to speak, but she cuts you off.
Thank you.
Seeing tears gather in her eyes, you end up tongue-tied.
Oh my.
I can't even start to explain how I needed to hear that. It really means a lot. Thanks.
Not wanting to ruin the mood, you match her smile, letting yourself relax.
You're welcome.
As you continue walking, the comfortable energy following your every step. sudden sadness washes over you as her house comes into view.
I guess this is it.
Why do you look so sad? We can see each other tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All of a sudden, reality crushes the feel-good bubble you managed to surround yourself with. The intrusive thoughts pushing you into a dark place.
Hey.
Yeah?
Thank you. I had a really great time tonight.
Your heartbeat increases as her smile scares the thoughts away.
Wow. She really is like the moon.
Zoe giggles at your expression before jumping inside the house.
Let's go home.
Exhaustion sets in as you get home. The only thing on your mind being the comfort of your bed.
Okay, that's it, guys. That's all we're doing for right now. I'll have some more tomorrow when we'll take on Ellie and Nicole. And then Sophie and Amy will be the last ones before we make that decision. Now, I think that I am probably going to do the last choice in the game. Not the last choice, but the one that moves us over to Season 3. And then I'll cover the DLC, the swimsuit DLC. But on my spare time, I'm going to check out the Freedom Path, because I'm kind of just curious how they're going to handle that. Where he wants to become one with the AI machine and whatever all this is. Because that seems like it might be an interesting thing too. But probably not for this particular run. Like, that's something I do, like, if I was reading a traditional visual novel, like some of the more science mind fuck kind of stuff. But alright, I'm out for now, and we'll see you guys next time with more Lust Theory tomorrow. I might even just do all four, I don't know. It depends on, you know, how late it gets and all that.